this right here could be the biggest moment of his career.
Is it his time?
Yes!
Mel Watson is wearing a green jacket at Augusta.
There's no doubt about it. The Bear has come out of hibernation.
All right, ready to roll for the 88th Masters Picks Preview here on Pregame Network. I'm your host, Will Doctor. Nice to have you with us through 15 weeks of the PGA Tour season. Hopefully you have been with me through the first quarter of this year, which was an absolute roller coaster ride. I struggled through the California and Florida swing. You had a lot of long shot winners like Grayson Murray and Jake Knapp to begin the season, and I had a tough time getting a pulse of things over the first 8 to 9 weeks of the season. But once the tour arrived in Texas, once the tour went to Houston and San Antonio, starting with Houston and Memorial Park, I finally got things together. We had a decent week in Houston, cashing the Finau top 20 ticket and coming oh so close to hitting the Scottie Scheffler outright winning ticket in Houston. And last week in San Antonio, we completely changed the script on the 2024 season heading into the Masters. We absolutely cleaned house at the Valero Texas Open, hitting the only outright winner given last week, which was Akshay Bhatia at 65-1. We hit that, and plus we hit the best bet, which was Akshay Bhatia to top 10 at plus 550. Just over last week, after we went up 68.7 units of Valero, just last week, we went from down 30.1 units on the season to up 38.6 units on the season. I did not get it done by throwing seven winners at you every week, like some of these golf handicappers who cannot break 95. I did it by giving you one to two strategic winners every week. And if your bankroll can handle some chop at certain points in the season, you will see the return on investment in the long term, just like you saw last week in San Antonio with Akshay Bhatia cashing at 65-1. I'm not going to spend much time on the review today because we have a lot to do as far as the Masters is concerned. But what a final round at TPC San Antonio. Akshay started the day with a six-shot lead, and by the time the final group arrived to the 72nd hole on Sunday afternoon, Denny McCarthy had squared it all up. And it wasn't like Akshay played bad on Sunday. He shot a 5-under 67 in what was a beautiful display of nerve control with Denny McCarthy in complete blackout mode there at the Oaks course at TPC San Antonio. McCarthy birdied every hole on the back nine except 11. He shot 28 coming in, and it only took McCarthy 22 putts to get around the golf course on Sunday. So it was just complete mayhem under my roof all day Sunday. And I went absolutely bonkers when Akshay Bhatia buried that 11-footer on the 72nd hole to send it to a playoff, because up to that point on the back nine, everything was pointing to Denny McCarthy achieving one of the biggest Sunday comebacks in PGA Tour history. I felt good about Akshay's chances going into the playoff after the big putt he made on the par 5 18th, squared it up in regulation, bearing an 11-footer, and we ended up with a fairly uneventful one-and-done playoff hole. Akshay hit two pure shots to set up a wedge approach on that first playoff hole. He was walking down the fairway getting some treatment on his shoulder, which had popped out of socket when he was celebrating on the 18th hole in regulation. And right when Akshay was getting that treatment done, Denny McCarthy laid the shot over his third. It was about a 100-yard approach shot, and that handed Akshay Bhatia the victory and handed us the 65-1 winning ticket with the plus 550 best bet to go along with it. All right, enough review of San Antonio. Let's get into Augusta. As far as last year was concerned, John Rahm and Brooks Koepka exchanged blows for 4 days in what was a cold, wet week at Augusta in 2023. Rahm went in to Augusta last year as the hottest golfer on the planet after dominating the West Coast swing. Rahm was prepared and he made a statement very early in last year's tournament with an opening round 65. Koepka had a great Friday and Saturday at Augusta last year. He faltered on Sunday with a chance to win his fifth major. Koepka would end up winning his fifth at the PGA later last year. But nonetheless, Brooks Koepka proved last year that the LIV guys should still be taken somewhat seriously, especially those with a great course history at Augusta. And Koepka proved that he's better in majors when he's playing a much more laid-back schedule that LIV has to offer. As far as the defending champion, I don't think LIV's schedule works to the advantage of John Rahm like it does for Brooks Koepka. You know, maybe I'm wrong, but it seems like Rahm has really had trouble finding his footing this year on LIV and finding, you know, any sort of momentum. He hasn't really made a splash on LIV like he probably thought when he signed. Rahm spoke yesterday and today fulfilling his media obligations as past champion. And what I took away from his presser was that Rahm really missed the way the PGA Tour prepares its schedule leading into the majors. He misses 72 holes. He misses defending his titles. And I think Rahm really misses the natural buildup into the majors that the PGA Tour provides. I'm not saying he regrets any decisions or he's contemplating a return to the PGA Tour, but what I took away from the defending champion press conference is that John Rahm is well aware that he has played way less golf and is way less tournament ready for this year's Masters as opposed to his last seven starts at Augusta. Now, as far as Augusta National is concerned, as far as the golf course this year, in its 88th year hosting the Masters, I am hearing from players and media on the grounds that this is a much firmer and faster Masters prior to past years. Xander Schauffele has been saying all week that when he is hitting long irons into the greens at Augusta this week, they are one-hopping and tomahawking over the green. So from what the players are saying and the intel I'm getting, the greens are, you know, rock hard marble floors this year. We are 100% going to need players this week that can hoist the ball way up in the air and get it to land soft into these smaller landing areas at Augusta. We are, you know, not to the picks yet, but the players that come to mind who have the ability to hit moonshots with woods and irons, names that come to mind are Scottie Scheffler, Rory McIlroy, Brooks Koepka, Wyndham Clark, Hideki Matsuyama, Tony Finau, Cam Young, Ludvig Åberg, Sahith Theegala, and I cannot leave out this name in the conversation when talking about elite long iron players. I don't have anything on him this week, but Tiger Woods certainly fits that mold, making his 26th career appearance at Augusta this week. Like I said, I don't have anything on Tiger this week, but when you talk about players that can hit the moonshots with the irons in the woods, you got to throw Tiger's name in there out of respect. You know, the two players that I rule out after, you know, going over the course conditions, I have to rule out Colin Morikawa and Brian Harman. Two players that I don't feel possess the power and two players that don't produce super high trajectories to go into these small greens. I am ruling out Colin Morikawa and Brian Harman. But as far as players who possess the trajectory, possess the power, to contend this week, Scottie Scheffler, Rory McIlroy, Brooks Koepka, Wyndham Clark, Hideki Matsuyama, Tony Finau, Cam Young, Ludvig Åberg, and Sahith Theegala are the elite iron players that we will talk about today. You also have to be on top of your game around the greens. We'll be looking at players who are inside the top 15 as far as strokes gained around the greens is concerned. So ball striking and chipping and putting are the three things that I'm zoning into this week. As far as the weather, it is scheduled to rain on Thursday. Most people would tell you that the golf course will soften up after the rain on Thursday. But the fact is, Augusta has dryers under every green, and no matter the weather, they control how this golf course would play. So I think even if it does rain, I think Augusta will keep it exceptionally firm as they've planned to do so all year. You know, like Xander Schauffele said, the long irons, they're not holding the greens if you can't hoist it way up in the air. I don't think the rain will change that after Thursday. I think from the perspective of strategy, you know, players have to get after the front nine because outside of holes 5 and 6, the toughest holes around Augusta hit you as soon as you get to the back nine. 10 and 11 are the two toughest holes on this golf course, and Amen Corner doesn't get any easier when you get into the meat of the back nine. So you have to get after this front nine at Augusta this week. I think the bottom line on the course this week is that it will play firmer than usual for all four rounds. Even with the rain hitting Augusta on Thursday, we want great ball strikers who can hit their irons a mile up in the air, and we want guys who are in elite form around the greens heading into this year's Masters. All right, let's get to the picks for the Masters. The order of play for the Augusta preview will be going over the top eight favorites on the odds boards. We will then get to one matchup and two picks to place for the week. After that, I will give you two outright winners and a sleeper. Then we will move to a top 10 after the first round pick. I'll give you three lineups, a Yahoo lineup, a PGA Tour.com lineup, and a Masters app lineup. And then we will end things off with a scoring prediction and a best bet. As far as, you know, I want to mention this before we get to the favorites. As far as where our futures tickets stand from our major championship preview back around Christmas time, you know, we have Victor Hovland at 14-1, which I have lost all value and confidence in. We'll talk Victor today. And then I have Sepp Straka at 200-1 from Christmas, which you can now find 250-1 on some books. Straka, you know, obviously huge, you know, sleeper going into the week. Straka has made the cut in both of his Masters appearances, and he's shortly removed from a 16th place finish at the Players. I don't expect a horse to win this week, but we do have a Sepp Straka ticket at 200-1 as far as the futures from Christmas time is concerned. So figured I'd put that out there before we get started. Let's get rolling on the favorites. Okay, let's get rolling on the favorites. We start with world number one, Scottie Scheffler at +510 on Bet Online. Scottie will go out on Thursday at 10:30 a.m. with Rory McIlroy and Xander Schauffele. And that grouping will tee off at 1:48 on Friday in round two. I heard yesterday that Scheffler is staying in the same house as Sam Burns this week. You know, the last guy that I would want Scheffler around this week is Sam Burns after the mojo that was created back in Rome at the Ryder Cup. Listen, you know, the two are good friends, both have wives that are pregnant. You know, it makes sense. It doesn't mean that I have to like the vibe that it creates under the roof of world number one, Scottie Scheffler, this week. As far as the golf, you know, Golf Channel's Brandel Chambly said that if Scheffler putts well, he could win by 8 to 10 shots. You know, I know that sounds crazy, but Brandel's probably coming at that from the perspective of how firm this course is and how, you know, there's really not many golfers in the world who could play at Augusta better than Scheffler at its firmest. You know, Scheffler with his shot making ability and his historic run with the iron play, you know, he is obviously hoping that Augusta gets firm and fast because it'll eliminate half of this field. You know, the tougher it gets, the more it favors Scheffler, being that he's one of the most unique and special ball strikers in the game right now. You know, Scheffler, Finau, Koepka, Hideki, those guys come to mind when you talk about players who could perform well at Augusta at its firmest conditions. Scheffler, you know, he's a huge favorite over Rahm, Rory, and Xander in the matchups, depending on which book you look at. I'll pass on all of those matchups featuring Scheffler. You know, this is a guy who we think is following in the footsteps of Fred Couples and Tiger Woods and Jordan Spieth as someone who is going to be in the mix at Augusta year in and year out, because in four career starts at Augusta, Scheffler has never finished worse than 18th. Of course, Scheffler won his green jacket 2 years ago and has pretty much been the best player in the world ever since. Listen, let's cut to the chase with Scheffler. This is what I've told people this week. I'm not going to argue against your Scheffler winning ticket. He's the best player in the world. He's a Texas guy. He does all the right things on and off the golf course. But I got a bad taste in my mouth after the way Houston ended for Scheffler 2 weeks ago. He missed that five-footer on the 72nd hole to hand it to Steven Yeager. I have a salty taste in my mouth after what happened to Scheffler at Memorial Park. So I am out on Scottie Scheffler at plus 550. We move on to Rory McIlroy at 12-1 on Bet Online. And Rory, you know, like I said, Rory will go off in round one at 10:30 with Scottie Scheffler and Xander Schauffele, 148 in round two for Rory. You know, I understand that Rory McIlroy saw Butch Harmon a few weeks ago to work on a couple things in his game, and the approach numbers improved last week in San Antonio where Rory finished top five. And I cannot take a chance on him with the way his iron statistics have been going into Augusta this year. So I am out completely on Rory McIlroy at 12-1 over on Bet Online. Nothing going on Rory this week. We move to the defending champion. He was the fourth Spaniard to win a green jacket last year. It's John Rahm at 13-1 on BetOnline. Rahm will go off at 10:30 a.m. on Thursday morning with Matthew Fitzpatrick and Nick Dunlop. You look at the way Rahm went into his Augusta victory last year, and he had dominated the West Coast swing a la Johnny Miller. And he had a ton of tournament golf under his belt at this point last season. This year has been a different story for Rahm. Only five starts this year for Rahm heading into Augusta. You know, we've barely heard Rahm's name since he went to live last year, which is odd for someone who, you know, became the first European to win a green jacket and a U.S. Open. And we haven't heard his name because Liv plays about one event a month. You know, you can't find any momentum in this game playing one tournament a month. So this is a much different preparation schedule for Rahm compared to past years. You know, Liv did have an event last week at Doral, but I'm not even looking at any results from Doral because it's a completely different layout than Augusta, so that doesn't give us anything. You do have to acknowledge what Rahm has done at Augusta beyond his win. When you're talking about the last 7 years at Augusta, Rahm has four top tens in addition to his win. You have to say that Rahm has one of the most impressive Augusta resumes in the last decade. But I am out on Rahm this week due to the lack of rounds he's played going into the first major. For guys like Brooks Koepka and Dustin Johnson, we've come to learn that less is more as far as a tournament schedule is concerned. We don't know that to be the case for Rahm. And from the sound of his pre-tournament pressers, he's not a huge fan of less golf as he's calling for Liv to switch from 54 holes to 72-hole tournaments. So, on top of his obligations as defending champion, we're hearing a lot of concern from Ron based on the schedule and the way he feels like Liv is conducting his events. There's a lot of distraction going on from the words coming out of his mouth. So nothing going on the defending champion in Jon Rahm this week. We move to Xander Schauffele at 16-1 on DraftKings and Bovada. Xander will go off at 10:30 on Thursday morning with world number one Scottie Scheffler and Rory McIlroy. And Xander did not avoid the questions in the pre-tournament presser that pertained to the fact that he's had so many close calls in PGA Tour events and in majors. Listen, he's a 7-time PGA Tour winner at 30 years old. No pro golfer would fuss about the resume. But the fact is, Xander has performed to the level of a major champion, yet he's one of the best players on the planet without one. And the media really wasted no time asking him the questions as far as what it's going to take for him to close a major. 4 top 5 finishes this year with no wins for Xander, which looks pretty similar to his resume at Augusta, with top 10 finishes in 3 of his last 5 starts at Augusta. Xander's best finish came in 2019 as he fired a final round 68 to finish a shot behind Tiger that year. But as far as this week is concerned, I know Xander checks all of the boxes as a guy who, you know, between the stats and the past results at Augusta and his top finishes coming into the week, you know, Xander is a guy who on paper is deserving of being one of the tournament favorites. But the fact is, we can't trust Xander to get the job done late on Sunday. Not at Augusta, really not anywhere. And it's something the stats really can't measure. My distrust in Xander falls under the hypothetical strokes gained category, which is the chops category. I don't trust him down the stretch of a big-time golf tournament. So as far as his outright number, I am out on Xander at 16-1. I don't mind the plus 162 ticket for Xander to finish top 10 this week. I would not be surprised to see that ticket hit in backdoor fashion per usual with Xander at Augusta. And as far as his matchups are concerned, on top of the plus 162 ticket for Xander to top 10, I don't mind Xander finishing better than Jon Rahm with all the noise Rahm has around him this week. You can find the best Xander over Rahm matchup at minus 105 on MGM if you're a big-time Xander fan. I won't have anything on him this week, but those are the two tickets. If you like Xander, it's his top 10 ticket at plus 162, and it's his matchup over Rahm at minus 105 on MGM. I am totally out on Xander, but those are the two tickets you're looking for if you're a Xander Schauffele fan going into this week. All right, next up on the list of favorites on these top 8, it's going to be Brooks Koepka at 22-1 on FanDuel and BetOnline. A lot of fluctuation with Koepka's number. He started the week at 20-1, now up to 22-1 on some books, and Brooks will go off in round 1 at 1:36 p.m. and round 2 at 10:30 a.m. with Brian Harman and Tom Kim. So Brooks drew the afternoon morning wave. I like that as the showers will begin to subside on Thursday around 12:30. So if there is any delay, I don't think it'll be a big one. But Brooks should be getting on the golf course Thursday afternoon with the softest conditions you'll see all week. Once again, I don't think the firmness will go away, but if there had to be a time when the course is playing the softest, it's got to be directly after those showers on Thursday. Those showers will come in the morning. It's due to subside around 12:30, and then Brooks gets on the golf course at 1:30. So I love Brooks going into this week. I think he's going to have a fantastic chance to join Nick Faldo, Phil Mickelson, and Lee Trevino in that 6-time major championship fraternity. He had a golden opportunity to win his first green jacket last year, and Rahm outperformed him in the final round. Listen, I could care less. if Golf Channel and everyone else and their mothers wants to mention that Brooks fired a couple 77s around Doral last week, that means nothing with how different Doral is compared to Augusta. So we'll talk more Brooks in the outrights. For now, we are on to Hideki Matsuyama at 25-1 on DraftKings. And Hideki will go off in round one at 10-18 and round two at 1:24 p.m. with Will Zalatoris and Justin Thomas. Hideki drew the late morning, early afternoon wave. And same story for Hideki Matsuyama's Brooks Koepka. I love Hideki this week. You know, Hideki, he won at Riviera earlier this season, won the Masters back in 2021. We know he's one of the best ball strikers of his generation, but secretly Hideki is having one of the best short game years of his career, and that's going to even further strengthen his ability to play Augusta National so well. So we will also talk about Hideki when we get to the outrights. We now move to, we've got two more favorites to discuss on this top eight list. We now move to Jordan Spieth at 25-1 on Bet Online. Spieth will go off in round one at 1:48 p.m. and round two at 10:42 a.m. He drew the afternoon morning wave alongside Ludvig Åberg and Sahith Theegala. And it's amazing that Spieth is already making his 10th Masters start at just 30 years old. Always a tip of the cap for Spieth for the work he's done around Augusta over the years with a win and two runner-up finishes. You know, he is, by all means, with the definition, an Augusta National aficionado. This year, however, for Spieth, it has not been the run-up to Augusta that he has hoped for. He's been on a tough stretch of golf. Of course, yes, he had the top 10 last week in San Antonio, but other than that, it has not been, you know, the first quarter of the spring in 2024 to remember for Spieth. You know, I look at Spieth in the same light that I look at Rory this week. Yes, they've had success at Augusta. Yes, they are all time when it comes to performing at majors, but I cannot trust Spieth based on the approach numbers he's put up so far this year. Spieth is outside the top 70 on tour from every distance inside of 200 yards. I cannot take a chance on that at Augusta this week. This, you know, this is a year where Spieth has struggled off the tee at times. He struggled with the irons most of the time. And the putter is the one shining light as Spieth has picked up shots on the greens in each of his last four events. So, you know, you could make a case for Spieth around the putting. He's always going to putt good around Augusta. But where Spieth has gotten dangerous is inside 125 yards, attacking those par fives around Augusta. And then he's been ultra dangerous with the long irons around Augusta. None of those things, the long irons, the short irons, the distance wedge play, none of those things have been any good for Spieth this year. So I am out on Jordan Spieth at 25-1. And unfortunately, I love every player that he's going up against in the matchups. You know, he's up against Åberg, Koepka, and Matsuyama in the matchup. So I have to be out on all those. Nothing going on Jordan Spieth this week for me. We move on to the last favorite on this list. It's Joaquin Niemann at 30-1 on Bet Online. He's going to go off in the morning wave. He's off at 9:48 a.m. on Thursday and 8:48 a.m. on Friday, alongside Nick Taylor and Russell Henley. And listen, a lot of people, would argue that Joaquin Niemann is possibly the second best player in the world going into this year's Masters. I highly disagree with that. I think Wyndham Clark is. Not that I like Clark this year making his Masters debut, but I don't think Niemann, you know, is the second best player in the world at this point in time, no matter what the official world golf rankings say. You know, but give him credit for what he's done this year. He won the Australian Open, which earned him an exemption into this week. and then he won two other live events. But kind of like the point I made with Rom, you know, Neiman with this live schedule has played like two events in the last month and a half. You know, he won three times in five starts to start the spring, and then he's got nothing to play. You know, he finished ninth at Doral last week, which was a bit of a regression compared to some of his previous starts earlier this year. I can't get a feel with Neiman having only played one event in the last month. I cannot be on someone who has that little prep going into Augusta. And on top of that, Neiman's best finish at Augusta, what, in four appearances, is 16th. Doesn't really have the course history that I want to see here. So for the final favorite on the top eight list, I am out on Joaquin Neiman at 30-1 on BetOnline.
This is RJ, and here's what I know for sure. In the last few years, there's been a change in what people wear. Maybe it was COVID, maybe it's the evolution of things. I don't know, but what I know is this. There's a merging. The things that maybe before you had this outfit for the beginning of the day, then later you have another out. No, the lines, they're blurring. And you know, American Giant is the company to help you take advantage of that. This spring, whether you're dressing for work, the gym, or happy hour, you'll have something you love in your closet from American Giant. Their classic full-zip hoodie is iconic, and it's the jacket that started it all for American Giant. It's a body-slimming fit with double-lined hood, and the reinforced elbow patches mean the hoodie will last. Find a closet staple for every part of your spring days at American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use the code RJ at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, promo code RJ.
All right, let's get to the one matchup for Masters Week. It's going to be Will Zalatoris over Victor Hovland at plus 125 on BetOnline. And listen, color me obsessed with the quotes Zalatoris gave in his pre-Masters presser. He talked about playing a nine-hole practice round with Tiger Woods, who has been a huge help with Zal's rehab and getting over his back surgery last year. It was a year ago yesterday that Zalatoris hurt his back on the range prior to last year's Masters. Zalatoris said he got hurt at the Masters on Thursday last year. He was home by Friday, in surgery by Saturday morning, and then he was able to watch Jon Rahm and Brooks Koepka duel it out from the hospital bed on Sunday. You know, Zal, fortunate enough for him, had a good enough cushion inside the world's top 50 at the point in time when he got hurt. So he was still there at the end of last season, and that's what punched his third ticket to Augusta. Zal, you know, Zal had to take his licks when he came back from surgery this year, came back and did not play well in the first two events of the season, but he found his groove right on time at Riviera and at Bay Hill, finished second and fourth at those two events respectively. But then in Zal's last two events leading into Augusta, he missed the cut at the Players and in Tampa at the Valspar, where the Bermuda greens clearly got to him in Florida per usual. Zal is not a very good player, not a very good putter when it comes to rolling it on those grainy surfaces that they have in Florida. He won't have the same battle this week. Zalatoris has shown in two starts at the Masters that he is very comfortable on this golf course. He's made two cuts in two appearances at Augusta, and he went on to top 10 at both of those. And what I found so telling in Zal's words in the pre-presser was that he was not starstruck by playing a practice round like with Tiger Woods, like Justin Thomas's. Zal, you know, wasn't riding any coattails behind Tiger Woods during the practice rounds. No, no, no. He was learning from Tiger. Zal, and you know he was willing to learn from Tiger because Zal was not willing to share what he had learned from the big cat, which means it's good shit that he's pulling out of Tiger. You know, that was very good to hear. It wasn't like, oh, it's such an honor to play with Tiger. I've been dreaming about this my whole life. No, it was all in the prep. He teamed up with Tiger to pick his mind and to figure out where the placement is around this golf course, what angles you have to set up off the tee. So I love the conversation I heard Zalatoris have with the press regarding his time spent with Tiger preparing for Augusta. And the last thing that I love about Zalatoris is the way he has played opening rounds at Augusta. You look at his first two starts at the Masters, and he was 10th or better after the first round, which is always good. You go back and you look at the history of the Masters, and no one has ever been worse than 11th after the first round and come back and win. So that's my feel on Zalatoris. A lot of good golf rolling into Augusta. You have to ignore what he did on the Florida swing because he's not good on Bermuda surfaces, and you have to dial in to his course history at Augusta. Now, as far as Hovland, I told you about him in the favorites. You know, Victor Hovland is on his third coach in 6 months. He was the best player on the PGA Tour at the end of last season back in August, and now he's on his third coach in 6 months, which is unbelievable when you think about it. Three coaches in 3 months, and just 6 months ago, you were the best player in the world. His press conference this week painted the picture. He went from, you know, during his prime peak last year when, you know, he won the tour championship, Hovland was working with Joe Mayo, who he thrived with. And then after the season, he switched to Grant Waite out in Florida, who was too technical for Hovland. And then this week he was seen working with Dana Dahlquist around Augusta. So Hovland said he is working on new things in his swing. He said he has not been working on his short game as much this year, which is why those numbers have regressed so much. He said he's spending so much time on the range and on his long game that he just doesn't work on his short game, which to me is shocking to hear from someone on the PGA Tour. But it seems like Hovland, he's more in a technical state rather than ready to roll and compete. So for matchup number one, it's going to be Will Zalatoris over Victor Hovland at plus 125 on BetOnline. All right, guys, a quick break from the golf to tell you about what we have going on over at pregame.com. MLB season starting up. Go ahead and go over to pregame.com and click on buy picks and go ahead and use my coupon code MASTERS20. Once again, that is MASTERS20 for 20% off anything over on pregame.com for listeners of this golf podcast only. All right, back to the golf.
Four.
All right.
Ball out. Ball out.
Four.
All right, let's get to the picks to place for the Masters. Picks to place number one is going to be Tony Finau to top 20 at plus 140 on William Hill. Finau, he will go off in the morning on both Thursday and Friday alongside Phil Mickelson and Sepp Straka. And man, did Finau play well at Memorial Park in his Masters prep tournament in Houston a few weeks ago. He was defending his title. He was coming off some poor play in Florida, and Finau, just in the nick of time, finished second, right behind Scottie Scheffler there, right behind Steven Yeager there in Houston. He tied second for Scottie Scheffler. My apologies. And I know putting, you know, it's not everything at Augusta. Look at some of the past winners over the last 8 years: Sergio, Hideki, Scheffler, DJ. We've had some historically below average putters win at Augusta over the last 5 years. I mean, you go farther back than that. Bubba Watson, historically not a great putter, won this thing twice. But I digress. You know, if Finau was coming into Augusta off just a few more positive weeks on the greens this year, I think I would be much higher on a Finau top 10 ticket or maybe even an outright ticket for Tony to win. That said, this is a guy who has three top 10 finishes at Augusta and six total starts. He's gotten off to a great start at the Masters over the last 2 years. He was tied for 10th after round one in 2022, and he was tied for 13th after round one last year. But the main reason we love Tony Finau this week to top 20 is because of the ball striking clinic that he continues to put on. Sixth in greens in regulation and eighth in proximity to the cup on the PGA Tour for Tony this year. Whether Augusta stays firm or gets a little soft due to the rain, Tony Finau is someone you can trust at Augusta no matter the conditions. I think it stays firm overall through the week, which gives Finau an even bigger advantage with the way he has the ability to hit, you know, those big towering soft landing moonshots. So for pick to place number one, it's going to be Tony Finau at top 20 at plus 140 on William Hill. And for pick to place number two, it's going to be Russell Henley to top 20 at plus 180 on Bet365. I'm going to hold off on a little more of the Henley conversation until we get to the lineups. But Henley, you know, he's a seven-time Masters participant who has finished in the top 15 in three of his last four Masters starts, including a fourth-place finish last year. And Henley comes into Augusta with two top fives in his last three starts on the PGA Tour. He finished fourth at Bay Hill and then fourth again last week in San Antonio. So when you talk about someone with a great track record at Augusta, as well as someone who has played exceptional in his prep, you cannot leave Russell Henley, the Georgia boy, off your card this week. So for the second pick to place, it's going to be Russell Henley to top 20 at plus 180 on Bet365. Okay, let's get to the outright winners for the 88th Masters. Fire me up. Let's get it rolling. We start with Brooks Koepka at 22-1 on FanDuel and BetOnline. Once again, he is in the afternoon morning wave alongside Brian Harman and Tom Kim in the first two rounds. And what a spot Koepka is in. He's coming in here, in my opinion, a little slept on because of the limited LIV Golf schedule. And that has resulted to not hearing Koepka's name a lot since the last major of 2023. This is a big spot because right now he's at five majors. He's tied with Byron Nelson, Seve Ballesteros, and Peter Thomson at five majors. Brooks is already the winningest major champion of this generation, not Rory anymore. And Koepka has the opportunity to join an even more elite list of players at six majors this year. You know, Faldo and Trevino are the only players who have reached six. But in Brooks's mind, from what we heard at the presser, you know, he in his mind, he has 15 more to go to catch Jack Nicklaus's record at 18. Now, at 33 years old and the history of health issues, you know, and I know, Brooks is not getting to 18 majors, but his Tiger-esque mindset of thinking about 18 majors when he's only, you know, when he only has five, you know, that shows that Brooks puts no limits on himself as far as the majors are concerned. This is also a big spot for Brooks because it's his first Masters as a father. He said his son, Crew, watched him hit balls for the first time this week at Augusta. You know how special that must be for Koepka and his wife, Jenna. But back to the golf course, Koepka has finished top 10 in 10 of his last 15 starts in major championships. That's number one. But number two, he's held first round leads in two of his last five starts at Augusta. I like a guy who is accustomed to getting off to a good start here. Number three, if Brooks Koepka gets anywhere near the lead, he's going to be a boa constrictor at the top of the leaderboard. We saw Koepka lead the Masters last year from the first round to the third round. Koepka said he felt the pressure of Rahm coming up his ass when they got to Amen Corner on Sunday last year, which is why he fired a final round 75 and lost to Rahm by four shots. If there was something Brooks was more adamant about than anything in that press room on Tuesday morning, it was the fact that if he gets anywhere near the lead, he will not falter this year. So my first outright winner for the 88th Masters will be Brooks Koepka at 20-1 on FanDuel, DraftKings, BetOnline, or MGM. Okay, we move to outright number two. It's going to be Hideki Matsuyama at 25-1 on DraftKings. And it is great to see Hideki in his, you know, 11th season on tour. It's great to see Hideki having the best short game performance of his career. The 2021 Masters champion had to get over back and neck injuries last year, which really hindered his performance in 2023. You know, Hideki, from the looks and sounds of it, got healthy and came back this year with something to prove. And, you know, he started that with a decisive victory at Riviera about a month and a half ago. I was so impressed with what Hideki did there at the Genesis. He had three great opening rounds of 69, 68, 68. And then what he did in the fourth round at Riviera on one of the toughest golf courses on tour, what Hideki did on Sunday there at Riv this year defines why he is so dangerous. He had the lead heading into the final round, and instead of putting on the brakes or showing signs of nerves or hesitation, Hideki went out there and posted a 62 and won by four. That is what most other players are missing from their arsenal when it comes to majors. Guys like Brooks, guys like Hideki, they grab a piece of the lead and they are 100% comfortable and confident being in that position and holding that position over the span of four sleeps and four rounds. But back to the specifics of Hideki, I like three things regarding his game this week. Number one, he's top 10 on the PGA Tour from 50 to 125 yards out. That's going to be massive going into this week when talking about jumping on the par fives. Number two, he's 21st on tour in approaches outside of 200 yards. You know you'll need elite long iron play to win this week, and so far, Hideki has done that this year. And number three, Hideki is first. Yes, you're hearing this right. Hideki is first in strokes gained around the greens heading into this year's Masters. And when you look, you know, at the last 11 Masters winners, 10 of them have gained at least a quarter of a shot around the greens in the 16 rounds before their Masters win. Hideki has far exceeded that in his preparation for Augusta. So for the second outright winner, it's Hideki Matsuyama at 25-1 on DraftKings Sportsbook. We now move along to the sleeper option for the week, the sleeper pick for the week. It's going to be Cam Young to top 10 at plus 400 on Bet365 or William Hill. And Cam Young will go off in the afternoon on both Thursday and Friday alongside Adam Scott and Sam Burns. And how Cam Young is at plus 400 to top 10 is just beyond me. Cam Young is someone who in his young career already has three top 10 finishes in major championships. He was right there at the 22 Open at St. Andrews where he finished runner-up. He finished third at the PGA at Southern Hills in 2022, and he finished seventh at last year's Masters. Once again, we're talking about a Cam Young who is only 26 years old in his third year on the PGA Tour. So that is a very impressive major championship resume for someone with such limited experience. So we know by last year's result that Cam Young is capable of getting into contention at Augusta. But what's more impressive is Cam Young's scope of work in 2024. Number one, he's played eight events, recording three top 10 finishes in Phoenix, Palm Beach, and in Tampa, three of the toughest golf courses they've seen so far, outside of Riv and Bay Hill and Memorial Park. You know, Phoenix is tough, especially with the weather this year. PGA National, top five toughest golf course on the PGA Tour, and so is Valspar. So give him credit, top 10s at all three of those events so far for Cam Young this year. Number two, Young has picked up shots on the greens in three of his last six events, including his last Masters prep event in Tampa, which is a huge improvement for Young compared to the way he was putting last year, which was well below average. He seemingly has the putter under control now, starting to make some putts. And number three, Cam Young is someone who, you know, with these firm and fast conditions at Augusta, Cam Young is someone who can hit iron shots that take off at a trajectory that you've just never seen before. He can hit the moon shots that land soft. And once again, that is what's going to be required at Augusta this week. So for the sleeper pick, it's going to be Cam Young to top 10 at plus 400 on Bet365 or on William Hill. We move on to my top 10 after the first round ticket. I think it's going to surprise a lot of people. I'm going back to my man Akshay Bhatia to finish top 10 after round one at plus 550 on DraftKings. He goes off at 12:24 p.m. on Thursday with JT Poston and Shane Lowry. Now, the only reason I don't have Akshay in some capacity for the entire week is because of the marathon he finished in San Antonio last week. coming into Augusta, having played, you know, Memorial Park and San Antonio in two straight weeks leading into the biggest tournament of the year, it doesn't matter if you're 22, that will take a toll. And, you know, clearly I would not bet Akshay as far as the overall week is concerned. However, the first round is a different story. Number one, Akshay is not losing his Augusta National virginity this week. He was on the grounds at Augusta back in 2014 for the Drive, Chip and Putt Championship. Number two, as far as history is concerned, he would not be in rarefied air playing well in his first Masters. Chris DeMarco, back in 2001, led after the opening round of his Masters debut to hit the gala. In more recent times, finished ninth at his first Masters last year. And Jordan Spieth and Scottie Scheffler both made runs at the jacket in their first attempt at Augusta. So I would not be shocked if Akshay is near the top of the leaderboard for the first two rounds, considering the type of talent that he is. But once again, he's 22 years old, in his fifth year as a pro golfer. He might be a rookie at Augusta, but his experience around the best players in the world goes back 5 years. And number three, listen, Akshay goes off at 12:24 on Thursday. And like I talked about with Brooks, that is right when the morning showers at Augusta start to die down on Thursday. And there is no one I love more besides Brooks walking onto a slightly soft Augusta National on a Thursday afternoon than Akshay Bhatia. He's not a good enough putter to win at Augusta yet, but you take his ball striking and you take the mojo he has rolling in here off a win, and I think you're going to get a very solid and respectable opening round from Akshay Bhatia on Thursday. So I'm going back to Akshay Bhatia for the top 10 after the first round ticket. It's Akshay Bhatia to finish top 10 after the first round at plus 550 on DraftKings. We now move into the three lineups. We start with the Yahoo. We will do a Yahoo six-man lineup with a $200 budget. We'll do a PGAtour.com lineup, and then we will do a Masters app fantasy lineup. And if you don't have the Masters app downloaded yet, you're going to want that this week when you're keeping tabs on all these players. And if you go look on Twitter at DrMedia59, I have a little Masters app fantasy league that I set up. You can find the link to that league on my Twitter. Go join, play against each other, watch live. It'll be a good time. But three lineups this week: Yahoo, PGA Tour, and Masters. Starting with the Yahoo lineup, six-man with a $200 budget. Number one, we'll go with Hideki Matsuyama at $39. Number two, we'll go with Cam Young at $39. Number three, we'll go with Russell Henley at $35. Now, we haven't talked about Henley a whole lot today. We have the top 20 ticket, but I really believe this guy is going to be within reach of the lead on Sunday. You look at Henley's last 25 starts, and you think you're looking at Xander Schauffele's resume. Henley had a fantastic close to last season, finishing top 15 in every playoff event. He had a very productive offseason, and he's come into this season and performed well at some of the toughest golf courses on the PGA Tour, including last week, where he finished fourth in San Antonio. So for the third player on the Yahoo lineup, it'll be the guy who finished fourth at last year's Masters. It's Russell Henley at $35 for the third spot on the Yahoo lineup. I'll go with Brooks Koepka at $35 in the fourth spot. For the fifth spot, I'll go with Will Zalatoris at $32. And for the sixth spot, we will round out the Yahoo lineup with Patrick Reed at $20. And listen, I was telling my Calcutta pals this earlier. I am not surprised that Patrick Reed is finding his game right on time before Augusta. He comes into the Masters this year off back-to-back top 10s in Asia and Miami. No one was expecting the 2018 Masters champion to do anything last year at Augusta, and he recorded a backdoor top five finish. Reed has been in the top 10 after round one and two of his last four appearances at Augusta, and you just know that mentally There's no LIV player who wants to piss everyone off with a good showing at Augusta than Patrick Reed. He lives for this stage, and that's why he will round out my Yahoo lineup this week. So let's review that again for the Yahoo lineup. Number one is Hideki Matsuyama. Number two is Cam Young. Number three is Russell Henley. Number four is Brooks Koepka. Number five is Will Zalatoris. And number six is Patrick Reed. We now move to the PGAtour.com lineup. It's four players, two bench players, and you can only use a player four times through the season. I will start at number one with Brooks Koepka for the first time this season. For number two, I'll go ahead and use Hideki Matsuyama for the second time already this season. I have no issue only having one opportunity remaining to use Hideki after this week. This is the time of year he is on his game, and I don't forecast using him in any of the other three majors. So we will go ahead and burn Hideki for the second time this season at the Masters. Number three will be Russell Henley. Also using Henley for the second time this season. Look, he's a veteran at Augusta who's had good success coming into the 88th Masters. So, only one chance remaining after this week to use Russell Henley. He will be number three. As far as the fourth spot on this PGA Tour lineup, it'll be Tony Finau, who is a top 20 lock this week. And as far as the bench players, I'll use two bench players that we have not talked about today. I really like these two guys. I'll go with Wyndham Clark in the first bench spot. He's a first timer who, has never played in the Masters, but we have to acknowledge that Wyndham Clark is arguably the second most informed player on the PGA Tour next to Scottie Scheffler. Second at Bay Hill and runner up at the Players for Wyndham. Once again, he is not my favorite first timer heading into this year's Masters. That would be Ludvig Åberg. But I will have Wyndham Clark in my lineup for the first time this year. And I will be ready for the scenario that he gets into contention. And at that point, if he is in contention after the first or second round, we can insert him into one of those starting positions on the PGA Tour lineup as you can make some edits at the halfway point. So, first bench player on the PGA Tour lineup, it's Wyndham Clark. And bench player number two, much more of a long shot, which is Sepp Straka. Sepp, one of my futures options at 200-1 from back over Christmas. And I'm still, for a long shot winner, I'm still feeling very confident about that. Sepp finished 16th at the Players a couple weeks ago. He's, 2 for 2 in cuts made at Augusta. He, went to school down the street at University of Georgia. So I like, especially in this second bench spot, I really like Sepp Straka to round out that PGA Tour lineup. So to review the PGAtour.com lineup one more time, it's Brooks Koepka, Hideki Matsuyama, Russell Henley, Tony Finau, and the two bench players for the PGA Tour lineup will be Wyndham Clark and Sepp Straka. The final lineup of the week, it's a tradition unlike any other. Like I said, all of you should go download the Masters app and play Augusta's fantasy lineup this week. There's four categories. There's a past champion, an American player, an international player, and a wild card. Number one for the Masters app lineup for past champion, I'm going with Hideki Matsuyama. For number two, for best American, we will roll with Brooks Koepka. For number three, I'll go with Ludvig Åberg as the top international player in the Masters lineup. Two wins, one coming on the PGA Tour, one coming in Europe, just through 1 year of pro golf for Ludvig Åberg. I love how he's working on a short game with fellow Swede Peter Hansen this week, so the Masters rookie and Ludvig Åberg will be my international player for the Masters lineup. And then for the wild card on the Masters lineup, it'll be Sahith Theegala. Sahith finished 9th in his debut at the Masters last year. And since then, he's picked up his first win on the PGA Tour back in Napa. So Sahith will be the wild card for the Masters lineup. And then number five, they're going to ask you a question. They're going to ask you a tiebreaker question. I don't know if it's the same for everyone, but my question for the tiebreaker was, how many pars will be made at this year's Masters? And I said 3,000, which is 29 less than the amount of pars that were made at last year's Masters. it's firmer this year. We get a little bit of weather on Thursday. So I'm going with 3,000 as the total amount of pars made for this year's Masters. As far as the scoring prediction, once again, they are saying this is the firmest and fastest Augusta National has played in some time. It'll get windy and rainy early on. My winning scoring prediction will be 14 under par for this week's Masters. As far as my best bet is concerned, my best bet for the 88th Masters will be Hideki Matsuyama to top 10 at plus 200 on BetOnline. I love the way he's playing this spring, one on an elite golf course like Riviera, and I love how he is number one in strokes gained around the greens. I think his full game is really going to come together this week. He's an elite ball striker week in and week out, and now that Hideki has that short game on his side, I think he is an auto top 10 and is going to have a very good chance to win this week. But as far as the best bet is concerned, it's Hideki Matsuyama to top 10 at plus 200 on BetOnline. Thanks for joining me on the Masters edition of the Pregame Picks Pod. I'm your host, Will Doctor. You can find me on X at DrMedia59 for all the latest golf and PGA Tour content. Best of luck with your Masters picks, and we will reconvene next week ahead of the RBC Heritage in Hilton Head, South Carolina.